Let's go to Wisconsin to 1640 AM listener Sarah. Sarah, how can I help you? Sarah, are you with me?
I'm not sure what to do. My husband did everything possible to he converted supposedly to Catholicism, but did everything possible to keep our kids from staying Catholic. And it says you're supposed to be obedient to your husband. I don't know how to be obedient to him, and I don't wonder if our marriage is really valid, because I don't think he ever had any intentions of following the faith or the commandments.
Okay, Sarah. I'm sorry to hear about your marital struggles. Now, I can't, obviously, on the radio, give a marriage counseling, though it sounds like you and your husband need that kind of outside help to reconcile some of these issues. Now, how old are your children now?
They're young adults.
They're young adults. Okay, are they still in the house? Are they still part of your family in a sense they're living with you?
No.
Okay. So you
one is kind of dependent on us.
Okay.
Still,
right.
Because he doesn't have a job.
Okay. You still are the mom. You still are the parent. You still have a great role to play in helping them grow in their faith. So we don't have to be obedient to someone who orders us to do something that's immoral. Obedience does not extend in any way to following someone who commands of us the immoral. I was just talking to a bunch of captains and majors and lieutenant colonels from the Army about how we were talking about the My Lai massacre and revisiting what went wrong there and why you can only obey a lawful order. Even though your oath of office says you obey orders, they say you obey lawful orders. And if you're asked to do something that is immoral, or against the Uniform Code of Military Justice for a military person, or against the natural moral law, you don't do it, because that's not obedience. Mm-hmm. That's something else. Mm-hmm. That's a kind of enslavement. So you do not have to follow your husband if he asks you to do or participate in immorality. And not giving your children the faith is a form of immorality. It's not fulfilling your duties as parents. It's not fulfilling the promises you made when your children were baptized. It's not in their best interest, and it's against the common good. So we have to understand what loving obedience is. Yes, you are to be obedient to your husband, and your husband should be dying for you. He should be laying down his life for you and his children. His first and main concern after loving God should be loving you and your children by laying down his life. Then and only then, his the concerns for himself would come into play. So that's what the husband should be doing. But I do seek for, I think for you, you need to find that place where you and your husband can work these things out. It may start in conversation with each other.
We've gone to counseling, and it was useless. And for us, because he does not cooperate. And I'm wondering if I could have my marriage annulled.
Well, that's a whole nother question that only canonists and the church can ultimately decide. But if you feel that you have to separate from that, I don't recommend it. I think you have to do everything to keep your marriage together if you can. But that's where you have to talk to your confessor and a spiritual director about what the next steps are to hopefully winning your husband back over. You're much like St. Monica, who had to win over a husband, a mother-in-law, and her children. She did that through sacrifice and prayer. Sarah, I got to run. The music is telling me I've got a gun. We'll be praying for you. God bless.